People talk about tipping points, turning points, and keep waiting for the tide to turn. Meanwhile, in the business world, dedicated minds have finally developed a tool by which we can measure the true value nature provides for business. That could be a watershed if we use it.
We are operating a global economy that is not sustainable.
Peter Bakker is president of the World Business Council for Sustainable Development, the WBCSD, which explores sustainability with 200 of the world's largest companies.
It materializes itself in climate change or in biodiversity loss. But if you ask yourself what drives this, then it's basically the economic system that we currently operate. Companies can make a profit because they do not have to pay the environmental damage, or if there's social disruptions, they don't pay for those. That's a fundamental flaw in the system.
WBCSD has spent the last several years testing ideas with major companies like Coca-Cola and Dow Chemical. They developed a model of 9 billion people living on Earth sustainably in the year 2050, then traced prerequisites for that world. One clear theme emerged: true costs and true value needed metrics. That's how the Natural Capital Protocol emerged.
The Natural Capital Protocol is going to be a language that every company in the world can use to see how does my business impact nature. What damages do we do? What benefits do we create? And how do we measure these things? And once you measure them, how can we manage them?
What really these natural capital approaches are trying to do is to make the invisible more visible to the economic world.
Gerard Boss is director of the Global Business and Biodiversity Program of the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the IUCN.
Just take the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink. These are all goods and services that we're getting from nature, and for the moment, they are not valued at what they really bring to humanity. It's not about putting a price on nature, but it is what kind of mechanisms do we have so that we can trigger the right changes.
So Mother Nature is not sending invoices. It will have to come from governments.
Through incentives and penalties. Natural capital protocols allow businesses to calculate their true costs and benefits to the environment. Bakker contends this information should be equally important as their financial reports, and will be as consumers evolve.
Today, you or I do not know enough about the products we use or companies about the impacts that their businesses have on nature to really know that all our decisions are consistent with what nature needs. There is a good chance that people will only wake up when something very bad happens. Whether we implement it today or after the bad storm, we know what the better way of doing business will be. We know what we need to do.
Adoption of the Natural Capital Protocol launched here in Hawaii will give business and people like us the opportunity to put nature at the heart of daily decisions. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.